Ah, yes, the good news, aka the gospel. It's good news music, y'all, based on the gospel of Jesus Christ, found in the first four books of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Brethren, open your Bibles to Romans chapter 1, verses 16 through 17. This is the NIV version, Paul speaking. I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. First for the Jew, then for the Gentile. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith, from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. I repeat, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was the God. It's a word that has been heard, breathed by God, and thousands of years later still heard. This day, yesterday, until the end of these evil days, the relevant whose song I'm telling it. For it is living, even though it is written, it is food for the spirit, a sovereign for the flesh, our daily bread. It gives our spirit rest. It's a sword in the fight, it's the word that brings us to life, shows us the true flight and how to take fight in the spirit of Christ. In the creation of the Father, the Holy Spirit is not a bother. As it confirms the word and acts, this word that snares our traps that try to snare. This word is love and not fear. This word is already there that we always wear. This word is a gear that we always wear. Incorporated in the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, shoes of the gospel of peace, belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, and the sword of the spirit of God is for us to accomplish on the cross. It can't be tossed as it is meaningful, while holy promises are meaningless. The ways of the world we must dismiss, and the ways of God we must embrace, in his presence be encased, of his plan, and his God's strength, and holy communion, honoring his union between man and God. A new covenant started on the cross, the world fulfilled with meaning in every circumstance. Fall of faith and not change, because there is still revelations to come. Just walk by faith, not by fear, all you want, because there are still revelations to come. Walk by faith and not by fear, all you run. Be prepared in Christ, be warriors, be a living sacrifice. True warriors, basic instructions that provide functions before leaving earth. Instructions that break the curse of sin and death, that turn over to life of sin and death. From living tribe of sin and death, that turn over to life from living tribe. No more reason to complain or gripe, cause this word can save. For the word is God, and was always with God. In other words, it's Jesus. In the gospel of John, accept Christ and live forever. Be forgiven of your wrongs. Open up your Bible to Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. NIV, the gospel of Christ, the only gospel. This is Paul speaking. I am astonished that you were so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and returning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people throw you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned. As we have already said, so now I say again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let him be eternally condemned.